Alex is just a straight open mouth chewer. Just that's his style.
I like what you mean to say is I'm a nuisance.
No, but this is you though.
Hey, when we gonna talk about Spider-Man?
Yeah, hit it.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Blitzkrieg Pop presented by Infinite Collectibles. This is episode 56 of this motherfucker, and you are sitting here with Adam.
Alex, motherfuckers.
Munch.
And we are ready to talk some fucking shit. But before we do, let me first just say, be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/infinitepaducah and also facebook.com/that's a butt. Now, for those of you willing to jump in and help pay for this bad motherfucker, check us out at patreon.com/blitzpop. Let's jump into this episode.
And the masters of the universe, I am Adam.
So I guess everyone has been seeing the Motu Revelations stuff that's come out today, right? I mean, there's been a lot of shit come out in the last couple of days about it.
I sent you a link to some toys today.
Yeah, those toys looked pretty amazing. I've seen some bitching, though. Everyone's saying that their heads are too small.
Yeah. You know what it seems like to me is a combination of the classic mixed with that 2000s He-Man.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, that's a great look.
I think it's a good look.
Don't the originals have... Aren't their heads too big?
Their heads are squishy, damn it.
I know, but they're huge, though.
Yeah, they
right?
are.
Their upper bodies are massive.
Their thighs are amazing.
Well, they do have.
And I love the Skeletor as a skeleton with the best thighs ever.
And he has badass merman feet.
He does. He does.
Because he is totally.
And good fashion sense.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He has furry underwear on.
Well, the cast looks amazing.
Oh, well, now we've talked about the voice cast. We talked about the cast with Jared.
And the images that we've seen look awesome.
Oh my
awesome.
God. Well, now it's animated by Powerhouse that did Castlevania. And it looks awesome. I mean, we've been seeing these images for a little while. The images of the cartoon itself look amazing.
Well, the Castlevania animation was really well done. It looked good and it had good energy.
And there's a final season of that out too, right?
Is
it the final season? Yeah. I knew it was season 4 that came out, but I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, it ends there.
Yeah, it's the end of it, as far as I know. I mean, I know that it's a lot. It's all hand animated.
Well, never having done Simon... It's a mistake.
It's not the time period.
It didn't really revolve
not the correct
summon.
You remember that Trevor Belmont was in 3, right?
Yeah, he is. Okay. I know.
All right.
I know.
As long as you remember that.
I know all that shit.
Well, then what the fuck you expecting Simon for?
Well, they could have at least referenced it. They referenced it.
They the fall of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they even talk about
it. It was pretty depressing.
Simon at one point.
That show's pretty depressing, really.
That show's it's pretty fucking
I thought I was
going to
swallow my tongue.
I enjoyed it.
It was levitating.
I haven't got to watch this final season, but I enjoyed it.
I haven't either, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
I didn't watch season 3, just to be real with you.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, I watched the second one, but I never saw the third one. Anyways, the animation's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
And with Motu, I mean, I think it's going to look awesome. Now, I still, if we talked about this even back with Jared, I don't know what plot threads there are to pick up from the original Masters cartoon.
I also am cautiously optimistic about Skeletor. Is he going to be a boob, or is he going to be a real villain?
Voiced by Mark Hamill, and then we're seeing that... Okay, now you saw the new action figure, Skele-God.
But, I mean, Mark Hamill's not above doing something funny. He was Cockknocker.
I'm not saying he won't be something funny, but what I'm saying is I don't think Skele-God is going to be funny.
I don't either.
I think
kind of the fun of He-Man is Skeletor's kind of a dumbass.
Well, that was the... Now, do you like Shredder being an actual badass?
I do.
Do you like Cobra Commander being an actual badass?
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, well, because Skeletor fits right in
there. I know he does. You got the boob version, and you got the cool version.
Yeah, honestly, what made Turtles Forever so awesome was our animated Shredder. 87 Shredder with 87 Krang watching the badass versions of themselves kick ass.
The best like, scene in the whole thing is he got popcorn and he takes his mask off.
And when they're kind of like, hey, I think these guys are actually bad.
They're
like,
really bad people.
Like, we don't like them.
You ever seen that much?
No.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's
Turtles Forever.
Turtles Forever. It's one of the best
if
things.
If you haven't,
ever
you should.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
It's like a $5 DVD on Amazon.
Oh, that's cool.
It is so good.
I think you can even watch it on YouTube for free.
In parts. I've watched it hundreds of times. The black and white scenes are really cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, they really go to cool. Turtles Prime Universe, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, where the original comic books happened, and they all talk like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great point though. Badass Skeletor does exist in the comic books.
He also exists in the relaunched animated series from 2002.
Keldor.
Well, yeah, he was Keldor first, but he becomes Skeletor.
It's funny his name's
Have
Keldor.
You never watched that?
I have.
It's actually pretty good.
It is
funny, Keldor to Skeletor.
Keldor. I'm like, damn. That was funny that time Heen Goblin became the Green Goblin.
I mean,
Keldor?
It's Dor-Kel backwards.
I don't know. Skeletor.
King Randor is his brother.
I know.
Though.
So Skeletor is He-Man's uncle.
Yes.
Fucking shit up just like a classic uncle.
Now, you know, that was in the original comic books that came with the action figures, and then they decided to change that story when they started the cartoon.
Yeah.
So
I look heavily forward to it. With June something.
So the toys drop June 15th, and they're called Masterverse. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't notice that.
The toys are boxed and they say Masterverse. There's 6 action figures in total. You guys can check out all the images online right now. Like, you just Google Motu Masterverse toys. And then the show drops on Friday, July 23rd. And we're actually going to get the first 5 episodes.
Oh, that's awesome. How many episodes have they said?
I don't see that information. I know it's coming out on Netflix. We're going to get the first 5 episodes. So
I'm excited about it.
I am too. And then the comic will come out July 7th, 2021.
Lots of subs for that. And the 1 in 10? Is Hellboy.
Yeah, tribute. Mike Mignola. Yeah. It looks
really cool.
It's a pretty cool looking cover.
A lot of people are bitching about the way it looks, and then I go, it's supposed to look like Hellboy. And then
so it's supposed to look bad.
It looks like Ronnie Eggs.
It's Mike Mignola, though.
But it looked like it's the cover of a Hellboy book. Yeah,
it's supposed to look bad.
Yeah,
it looks terrible.
It's in Mike Mignola's art style.
Which is bad.
You're fucking douche.
I don't know what artist he likes.
I don't know either. I'm you know what? I can't wait till later we get to, you know, an actual arc of comics that he likes so he can tell us an artist that he digs. I mean, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to this.
Because most of the time it's gonna
take a while.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck that art.
Fuck that art. Fuck that art. I hate that guy.
It was a comic.
It was a film.
People are saying that in the store now. It was a comic.
Oh yeah.
Hey, did you see that movie? It was a movie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Munch is getting referenced.
I mean, Munch is getting around for sure.
But they're all like, I hate Munch's reviews. And I'm like, obviously you love them because you're fucking referencing
it. It is a review.
It's just how I feel, man.
Yeah. Well, Motu looks great.
So I think it's going to be cool. Munch, what do you think? You're not a big fan, so what do you think?
I'm really not a big fan.
Are you going to watch it?
Loser.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm enough of a fan to go ahead and watch it.
You're more of a fan of Kevin Smith.
Not enough of a fan to understand anything that's happening.
I don't think you have to. I can't imagine there being anything.
I think that's for the best in this
scenario.
That
you need to understand. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Smith says it'll... Now, he's just a showrunner.
Yeah.
He says it's going to please existing fans, and if you don't know shit about it, it's a great jumping on point.
He also said, which let me down, that there wouldn't be any skeevy stoners selling pot in Eternia. Because people were saying that, oh, fucking Jay and Silent Bob are going to be selling pot.
Jay's not standing out in front of Castle Grayskull.
He
might be.
He actually plays Stinkor.
I know he does.
Yeah, he is Stinkor. So as a non-fan, what would you be looking forward to about this?
Good animation.
Definitely gonna have that.
Yeah, because I really do like the way that it looks. Like, that's an artist I like. I don't know who it is, but
Powerhouse. It's Powerhouse. Yeah,
that I like.
Everyone tells me that's American anime. I don't know.
That's what I hear, and that's fine.
A manime.
But that good story, you know.
I don't know how good of a story we can expect.
I don't know if it's going to be good or not. I mean,
I think it's going to be great. Actually,
it might be stupid as fuck, but you know, who knows.
I enjoyed the reboot. Have you watched any of the reboot? I think we watched a little bit
at
my house one night. But
yeah, we watched a little
DVD
bit of here one night
of like the first 10 episodes.
Yeah,
and it's you know, it's a nice rendition. I would say you know, it's a cool update because the original one, if you go back and watch
it's not good.
It doesn't. Well, it's not that it's not good. It doesn't matter what order you watch them in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like you don't get it's just there's He-Man and there's no more explanation.
It is a TV show.
Yes.
It is a TV show.
And that's the whole deal. When Kevin Smith said, oh, well, this is going to expound on the original, I'm like, well, I mean, like, it's going to pick up plot threads. Like, I mean, those motherfuckers have unraveled. Let me tell you.
The plot thread was, don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, that was basically it. Yeah, He-Man doing PSAs.
There is something super awesome about the shitty old one, too.
Though. Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, Skeletor being...
Every sound effect is echoed.
Skeletor being kind of the archetype for all of the boner villains of the 80s, honestly.
True. I just love stationary backgrounds with, like, a moving thing dragged across the front.
God, yeah. Well, they save so much money on animation.
They also do rotoscoping.
It is absolutely rotoscoping. And it's awesome. You know, they save so much money. And I think we talked about this, but by just flipping panels around. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
That's crazy.
That's why Gorko got named Orko. Yeah. So they could not have to have the G. It'd be an O. You couldn't tell which way it was coming in. That's why he had an iron. This is why He-Man had an iron cross on his chest. Is that wasn't the original thing, but they changed it to that so that it wouldn't matter which way it was flipped. Both ways.
Literally could have just put an H and it would have been exactly the same thing. But
true. Mm-hmm.
They didn't think that.
Yeah, it wasn't an H.
Didn't really think about that.
Skeletor has like a bat, right?
Yeah.
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 So he's cosplaying as Batman.
Basically. None of them wearing a shirt, though.
No, nope. Nobody wearing pants. Not one person wearing pants.
I think Man-at-Arms has green tights on.
They're like mechanized pants.
Mechanized. He has robot pants?
He has robot pants.
He's like the guys from Frisky Dingo?
Yeah. I don't know if it counts as pants.
Now I'm pretty sure Man-at-Arms is wearing like skin tight green.
Yeah, he's
like,
wearing something, isn't he?
Tights.
Isn't he wearing like a shirt too?
Oh yeah, he is. Hold on. Man-at-Arms.
He's wearing clothes.
You have to get this damn phone out again, you guys. Let's see.
Man-at-Arms,
He-Man.
It's like Trapjaw's wearing clothes too.
Oh yeah, look, Alex. He's totally wearing pants.
I think
he's not green.
I was about to say his face is not
his
green.
His face is not green.
Oh, okay, well,
but his hands are. Which
it looks to me as if his body's green.
Damn it! He does have green abs.
Adam,
he does have green abs.
I want to know something. He does not have pants.
I think they just put a squishy, flesh-colored head did. On a green body.
Flip that back around here. That boy is not wearing pants.
In he fact, might not be.
In fact, that's a loincloth hanging over his dong.
I don't believe it. Orko must have jarred something that switched him on.
Damn, Man-at-Arms, all this time. I thought you were...
Here's the real question. Wow. Why his head is flesh-colored? But his body is green.
Damn, you totally ruined my childhood, Alex. Right.
Yeah, there's more to come. Stick with us, listeners.
Now you've ruined it more than one way. Damn, being born was bad enough. But this is just... fuck.
What about that guy you squished down?
Ram Man. That's my dude. Okay, we're not talking about
Moving
Ram Man.
Moving on.
Because I don't need anything ruined about Ram Man. Fuck off.
Let's look at Ram Man real quick.
Oh, fuck off.
Ram Man has pants on.
He does. Green pants.
He does.
He has green, force
and
green pants.
And you can
smush
him down real little. Like when I used to put my knees in my shoes.
That looks like you holding the shit when he's down like that.
Smush me down. Get down.
You used to have it. Alex had a shit holding pose.
Yeah, I used to like
he
be
would
walking.
Get down on his knees.
And
yeah.
I just, woo.
He'd like freeze.
I liked the sensation of holding a dookie in.
A little too much. We're not going to go into that. But we'd be watching like Tom and Jerry. And Alex is like in the floor going, like
Adam had one too, though. He'd sit with like almost Indian style with one leg up and he'd hold his knee.
A little bit.
And our faces.
I don't know why we wouldn't just shit.
Our faces always smash up. And I know the audience can't see it, but it'd be like this.
Why would we not just go shit? Cartoons were that good and we couldn't pause.
You couldn't pause back then. I had to do some pooping later.
Yeah, you had to finish.
So I'd be on all fours. I did it in the mall once. I was walking through the mall.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
Got down there. Oof,
Alex.
Because I think when my turds went vertical, then they wouldn't
which
have
which is actually horizontal.
Horizontal. They wouldn't come out.
That is awful.
So I think we're done with Masters of the Universe.
Do you think that might have killed it? I don't know.
Well, you'll have to find
about
out.
Vertical turds.
I'm saying the wrong thing. Vertical turds is a good name for a ska band.
Vertical turds. No, it doesn't say ska on it. See, Like, a ska band has to have the word ska in the name.
Is that true?
I know. It is for me.
Mighty, mighty Boston.
Like Scarface. Like, you know what I'm saying? you got to get the ska in there.
Can you tell me one that does? What about Suicide Machines?
They used to be Jack Kevorkian in the Suicide Machines. I know that. But I don't care. They suck.
There you go. That's what I was waiting on.
Fuck off. Ska, I don't care. Hey, look.
Ska sucks.
I don't care that the rule doesn't hold. I don't like ska.
I don't either.
So fuck
Russ,
it.
Russ likes ska, and I
don't like ska.
Ooh, so Russ.
I like ska punk, like Operation Ivy. But yeah. I don't. Once you add the horns, I'm done. And it's funny because I like plenty of other music with horns.
I feel you.
Just not that.
You know what happens? Sometimes, Russ, I'll let the little guy take over the music down there at the store, and then I feel like I'm supposed to be sipping martinis in a fucking nice restaurant because he puts on ska music.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
There was that day that I came in to eat lunch, and he put on like some cover album of it was basically just an Outcome the Wolves,
but it was a
but
cover
somebody
album.
Else did it, and it was the entire
way,
album
and way worse.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I looked up at him and I was like, what the fuck are we listening to? And he was like, it's an Outcome the Wolves. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not Rancid. And he goes, no, it's way better. And I'm
like,
no, it's not.
Rancid sucks, and this is good. And I'm like, what?
Then why are you listening to Rancid songs?
yeah,
right.
Performed halfway as good as Rancid does them.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's very weird, because I would just rather hear Rancid, but I think he told me he doesn't really like Rancid, though.
You can't like Rancid because they're popular.
That is one of those, and Outcome the Wolves is one of the few records that you can just put in, and you don't have to skip anything.
It's a seminal album like the Weezer's Blue album.
Yeah.
You can just listen to it.
Even on the Blue album, I have to skip Buddy Holly.
I gotta skip the last song.
Hey, guys.
I don't like that last song.
I do absolutely skip some Lars tunes on Outcome the Wolves, though.
Fair enough. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I do, but, you know, I think they're pretty listenable. I just don't like Lars. She's automatic.
Yeah,
so automatic.
Yeah, see, so the I feel wish. That.
I don't like songs about Lars Fredrickson being horned out.
I don't like any. You know,
the way she moves, I was aroused. Power and passion in every move.
I actually kind of like this song.
I was like,
I do not like it. It was
like,
so cool. That said, I need a like piece to have.
Thinking of him steaming up a vocal booth.
Once upon a time, I used to skip Ruby, but like I've gotten to the point where I can keep listening to that one now.
What's the best song on there? Journey to the End of the East Bay.
That's a good one.
It's the best one, I think.
I don't know, man.
There's some real good ones.
I really
and out come
Bomb.
The wolves. The song
and out come the wolves is
Tom
great.
Bomb.
Tom Bomb's epic, and so is what's that second song called? Roots and Radical.
Oh, yeah, Roots Radical's great. And that's a good one. So is the first one.
Oh, I'm telling you.
The Maxwell
it's a
Murders.
Good record. You can throw that in, and it's good. Just
it has a
front
little
to back to front.
Spots towards the end, but the first the first 10 songs are loaded.
So the Lars songs you get towards the end of are busted.
Yeah. He is the Hanahe in punk.
So let me put it this way then. That record has less skippable songs than any other record they put out.
That's definitely true. Maybe their first one's better than
that. I was going to say, that's the only one, because I definitely skip a lot on Let's Go towards the end of
people
it.
People love Let's Go, and they act like it's their best
one. Yeah, but
it's not.
The first half's really good, though.
It is, but there's no guitar power on it, because they're trying to be the Clash, and they got two guitarists.
Well, I think they suffer from trying to be the Clash.
Me too.
From the rest, after album one, the rest of their career.
What is album one?
The first album, Just Rancid. It's
just
amazing.
Rancid.
I guess I've missed it.
And they're a three-piece.
Is that the one that's got, like, the Mohawk skull on it?
No. That one's 2000.
That's Rancid 2000.
Oh.
But it's just
it's
got
just a guy holding a gun.
It's amazing.
I don't know
dude.
If I've seen that.
It's just Rancid.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, the album's just called Rancid.
Wow. Tenderloins on that one.
Self-titled, yes.
Man,
yes.
That fucking album rocks. Well, I guess we're going to do an episode on Rancid later.
I mean, we just basically did.
We've been asked to do the music ones, too, again.
Yeah. So maybe one day.
It was just one of those things that just popped into my head. Like, it's one of those albums that comes in that you just like, I don't really have to skip anything. But like even Weezer, like, I'll skip Surf Wax because I fucking hate that song.
I like that song.
But I skip. Bong, bong, bong.
He's talking about
the last song. You're talking about Sweater?
Yeah, but you're talking about...
No, the last song.
Oh, okay.
What's it called, though?
Fuck. I would've,
Only in Dreams. Yeah,
I like Only in Dreams.
It's just long.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm driving or something, it's cool.
But I do skip it from time to time.
At the shop, I don't want to hear it.
It's not a bad song.
You know, some of my favorite Lucero songs...
Now, see, at the shop,
they don't work at the store.
At the shop, though, I don't care if I hear it because I'm stuck there. It doesn't matter if it's long.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It doesn't matter if you're paying attention.
can spend $500 to see the Misfits play really badly.
Not a fucking chance.
Not going to do it.
Have you seen them?
No.
They're terrible. With Danzig, they're almost worse than they are with the other guys.
Oh, is he still in there?
Yeah, they're still doing that shit. Oh, they're getting like $2 million a show.
I really wanted to see them, and then somebody told me the price, and I was just like,
$2 million
that.
A show?
Oh, they're That's getting paid stupid. Big money. They're terrible, though. Yeah, it's like they don't practice.
But here's the thing, though. They've never been good. They've never been good at playing their instruments.
You know, it's like, damn, guys. I mean, you're making some dollars here. Maybe you should be good. You got Teenage Rehab up there. Well, we rock that thing as the Misfits. I mean, understand
like
it.
3/4 of their songs are the same 4 notes.
Maybe that's it.
Danzig's all fat. He looks like about like that thing on the wall there. You can see his belly.
Kind of looks like me.
No, you look good. Danzig looks out of breath and wearing tight shirts with like shit hanging off his nipples and stuff.
Yeah, he
and his
that.
Belly's coming out of him. Like he'll move his arm.
He
up
wears
in his
like
stomach.
Fishnet shirts.
Yes,
and stuff.
He looks terrible. That's funny though. Anyways, let's get into this.
So you guys were talking about the music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a perfect segue.
What'd you do?
I have actually been listening lately to these cool podcasts that are starting to come out now. And I know you guys...
Oh, yeah, this is a new thing.
It is for me, because I don't listen to that. The only podcast I listen to is this one.
Poor bastard.
No, don't ever listen to this one.
Right. So, Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan have put out a podcast.
I don't know who that is.
Who are they?
Merry and Pippin from The Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Nice.
And it's called The Friendship Onion. And it's basically this show, only they're famous.
Yeah, that's like a lot. A lot of the big ones are just, the only reason they're bigger than ours is because they're famous. Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to make you a star. Just hold on.
But it's actually really good. And
Do they talk Lord of the Rings?
They do. It's only got 2 episodes out so far, but it's actually really good. The one that I thought really kind of encompassed stuff that we were talking about, there's one called The Marvel Method with Method Man.
That's I've heard of it.
Hey man, Method Man's awesome.
I've listened to every single one of them.
That's awesome.
And it's good in parts and kind of like odd in parts, cuz he always like he has a special guest come on and then he talks to him about how they got into comics and you know what were their favorite, and then he surprises them with a special guest. Like one of them he had on Dan Slott.
Oh, that fucking piece of shit.
He had Dan Slott on his show?
He did, yeah. Dan Slott called in and talked to the guest, I think it was Jemele Hill, about the Silver Surfer and like his run on...
Oh, he did have an epic run on Silver Surfer with Mike Allred.
With Mike Allred, who talk about.
I will be getting into shortly.
Yeah. The one that really threw me for a loop was the last one, and it was, I believe it was Killer Mike from Run the Jewels.
Oh,
who
he's
I don't
awesome.
Know who
that guy
that
is bad as fuck. Oh, dude, great. Listen to Run the Jewels. Yeah. You will not regret it.
I don't know who it is, but they were talking about getting into it, and of course, Method Man's a big X-Men fan. Well, so was Killer Mike. So they got on Chris Claremont.
That's badass. And it was fucking bitching.
That's really cool, man.
So Killer Mike talked about Chris Claremont?
Yeah, he talked to Chris Claremont about Chris Claremont.
I've got to hear this now.
I will too. Yeah. Hey, there's a Chris Claremont documentary on Amazon Prime for free.
Yeah.
Really? What's it called?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's really good.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. It's really good.
But it's really, really neat to hear, two fanboys gush to the master about X-Men.
So you're listening to these while you're driving for work?
Yeah.
That's the best time for a podcast.
Now, is this part of your effort to not smoke?
Yes.
Now you're listening to podcasts?
So it's that bad? that you'll listen to this show with other people talking?
Yeah, basically.
Like, do you have anyone in the van with you that you're listening to this with? Okay.
No.
So you don't have to worry about anyone else going, you fucking turd.
No, I don't have to worry about anybody else going, what the fuck are we listening to?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because when I listen to Observations to get ready for some X-Force stuff that I've never done, I listened to it with Marsh, and he was just like, this guy sucks.
Hey, I want to say that,
sucks.
Observations is a good show.
If he didn't say, it'd only be about 10-minute episodes.
It was 1994, and
I think Marshall made a badass Observation, which was, he knows exactly the date and time of shit, and he wants to act like he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. That show's interesting.
Trying to think about off the top of his head.
Well,
I bet he's got it written down somewhere.
It's written down right in front of him. Yeah, absolutely.
When I listen to podcasts, I listen to Steve Austin Unleashed with Wrestling Podcast, which is really fun.
I've been listening to that a long time.
Yeah, I have. I'm one of his oldest subscribers. I'm a mark for Steve Austin. And I listen to the Dummy Room podcast, which is about punk music. And I listen to this podcast.
Is that the Vindictives or something? The Dummy Room?
Room?
Dummy Room's like a pop punk podcast. And I listened to Fat Man Beyond, which is Kevin Smith's show. And nice. It's really good. It's really good.
Method Man actually interviews Kevin.
Oh, that's awesome.
For one of the episodes.
So you listen to any other ones?
No.
So just Method Man?
It was a podcast.
I mean, that's awesome. Hey, I've listened to this one called Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men. You might like that one.
I'll check that out.
Because it's just starts at the beginning and goes through the X-Men.
Aaron Duncan's on one about Married with Children, and they review every episode. And when that's over, the podcast is over.
You know, a lot of
there's
podcasts
a lot of them like that.
Have a point.
Like Chris Armstrong's on one.
Yeah, ours doesn't have a point.
Yep, we saw.
So is Corey Green's about to start another one. Like they were doing Inglourious Bastards was theirs, and they're doing a new one.
No, I liked listening to a podcast. It's kind of nice.
It's just something I'm like recently coming into, and really it was because like Dwayne called me up one afternoon and he was like, "Hey man, you should check out this Marvel's podcast." And it's like them reading straight out of a book. But whenever I looked into it, I saw the Method Man thing. I was like, "Fuck it, I'll listen to that."
I'm gonna go to this instead. Yeah, hey, that's cool.
What's cool about it, I find that
Dwayne listens to a lot.
Dwayne listens to a bunch.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm driving, and you know, like you, I would sometimes drive for work. He drives to work, and when I'm on a long trip, I don't want to hear music. I get tired of it. And I know how long the first Ramones album is. I'm only going to get to Clarksville.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like with a podcast, suddenly I'm like 5 hours down the road because I get into the conversation.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I think that's what happens. Because
you don't know where it's going.
Don't know where it's going, you know. Yeah. Yes. Hey, there's 8 stops in Justice for All. I know all of them. But, you know, it ain't going to get me down the road that damn far.
No.
So that's what I like about a podcast.
I haven't really been listening to any podcasts. I might check out the Method Man thing, but I have, however, been watching MODOK.
Oh,
since
fuck.
It came out last Friday on the 21st. Mm-hmm. You guys been watching it?
I love it. I'm on maybe up to episode 5.
That's where I'm at.
I finished it last night.
Oh shit, what do you think? No spoilers here. I was gonna, or maybe mild spoilers, but
it's good.
It was a Hulu show.
So wait a second. Hold on, was that your review of it? Wow.
Everybody kept talking about like this mind-blowing third episode that really got you into it.
I didn't feel that at all, by the way.
Oh, that was AJ said what? He said something about the race.
He was like, third episode really gets you in. And like
with
like,
the species that's in it.
I don't really care.
Well, it was a very obscure.
I was about to say, I guess it was just something I missed.
It's a very obscure reference.
Like, I mean, give a shit.
I think what AJ was excited about, which is what I was excited about, that's such a deep dive. Like
talking about the brood or those turtle things?
The turtle things.
Yeah,
I don't even know what those are.
Everything, every reference in this show is a Marvel comic.
I know
reference.
It is. I just didn't know what the brood I got. But
yeah,
I do love that now that Marvel has all the rights to all their cool shit. You got Mr. Sinister in there.
Yeah.
and the leader.
And the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And they reference cool Marvel shit. I don't know.
Dude, the Melter?
I don't, OG Gladiator?
Yeah. All that stuff's awesome.
Gladiator.
I don't know that
Whirlwind.
If you don't know that stuff, how good the show is.
I don't know.
Is that who that is instead of Gladiator? I thought that was like with the green helmet razor blades
I
on it.
I thought that was Whirlwind, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Whirlwind's in it. Yeah.
I thought it was Whirlwind.
Okay.
But I know why you would think it was that Gladiator, though. You're talking about the one that was in Daredevil.
Yeah.
I like Gladiator from Daredevil. What's his name? Herman or something?
Melvin Herman.
Melvin.
Melvin.
Herman Schultz is the show.
I think the show has done, I mean, like, I have to watch it with subtitles on, though, because I will miss the jokes, man. Like, they're fast.
They run really quick.
And
really
that's because, you know, it's directed by Eric Towner, who did Robot Chicken, obviously, right?
I love the way it looks.
It is absolutely stop frame animation, which is amazing.
It looks great. I love that some people were down about this. I thought it was awesome that it is not part of Marvel MCU continuity.
I can see an upside and a downside.
Once you get into it, you're happy that it doesn't have anything to do with it.
I feel that. Just knowing that you can do something
just
like...
Just because they can play around.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want to.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm happy to see Iron Man not dead and he's sleeping with his boot. I like that. That's funny.
That was awesome.
Super Adaptoid's hilarious.
I think Super
the best part.
I think Super Adaptoid's is my favorite part.
The part where he uses him out of a ladder and he's like, "You have a hover chair."
Yeah, but today's leg day.
Yeah. I think MODOK is.
I love when he's the van.
When he's the van is the best.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of people bitch about it online.
I'm seeing some bitching.
Good lord, they're bitching about Eternals too. My gosh.
We're gonna have to talk about Eternals here in just a second, but
it gets better at the end.
I think MODOK though is good for what it is. It's funny. It's not supposed to be serious.
That's exactly how I feel.
If I have anything that I don't like about it, it's that they make MODOK dumb.
Kind of.
MODOK's not stupid. My only issue is that MODOK, good scientist.
Welcome
not,
to Spider-Man Homecoming.
MODOK, good scientist.
MODOK, good scientist. MODOK, good businessman.
Yes.
MODOK's not stupid. That's the shtick of it.
What
though.
They
I
like tap it. Into is that yeah, MODOK that's is fine. So ridiculous
He's stupid
that
looking.
You can't look at him and not think it's funny.
I'm okay with that.
Because, I mean, even when we were 10, we'd look at MODOK and laugh.
Like, MODOK being a boner, being a fail... He's still good at science. Now, he fails a lot.
Yeah, he is good at shit, but
like,
he sucks.
Like, the story, MODOK's 11, it's a great book by Fred Van Lente, which I did notice there's a Van Lente High School in
there. Yeah, there is.
There's so many comic references and author
references.
You miss
a lot of shit.
I do feel, I know I said it in the group, I see this all the time. I think people are tired of Marvel being successful. They want a failure.
I think that's more about Eternals.
That's about Eternals and MODOK.
MODOK's like, a show.
They act like if MODOK was serious and presented like part of the movies that they'd like it. And I'm like,
who's
no,
acting
you wouldn't.
This way?
Oh, I see these comments all the time. These people are idiots.
Do they own a subscription to Hulu?
I don't know.
If they do, money's already been paid, doesn't matter.
Exactly. You know, it's like people act like it has to be one way or the other to be good.
I guess if you were really like, MODOK's my favorite character ever, and I can't believe they're treating him this way.
And therein, if MODOK's your favorite character ever, and you don't realize he's fucking stupid in a way, then you've missed the point.
If MODOK's your favorite character and you don't think he's fun, I don't know the point.
That's what I mean. You don't think he's fun? And it doesn't take away all the serious stuff. That doesn't erase the comics that you like.
Oh, no.
In fact, I sold his first appearance today because of the show. So.
Right. Well, there you go. But on to the Eternals, though, because
lots of
trailer.
Hatred.
I got to say, though, I don't know. I wasn't just blown away by this trailer.
No, the trailer's not that good.
I hate Angelina Jolie. I didn't
see her in there. Is she in there?
What?
What trailer did I see?
How the fuck did you miss her?
I kind of forgot to watch it.
You didn't.
Well,
hey, look at that table. There it is.
I mean,
it's not
that
interesting. I didn't even see Angelina. Is she blonde?
I was going to watch it with Ashley, and she we forgot.
She's the main character of the trailer.
Is she blonde?
Basically,
yes.
She's Angelina
blonde in there?
Jolie.
I watched it on my little screen on my.
So
phone.
Did I.
I don't know. I missed her. I guess I didn't realize that was her.
Okay, she still sucks.
That's very true.
So I know who they are. You guys know who they are, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much you know about
sort of.
But
not as much as I know about other things.
Right. So seeing them's kind of like, okay, that's... It was awesome to see him. It was cool that they showed him back in time at some point.
It was
point.
Cool. They show primitive people and they show them showing them how to farm and shit like that.
Is that the deviants or is it just people?
It looked like people to me.
I think it's just humans.
The
coolest
deviants.
Scene in it is they're there's primitive people and then their spaceship shows up and, you know, it's this a teaser trailer.
Yeah, and then, no, I thought the coolest part was at the end of, you know, when he's like, who's going to lead the Avengers now that Stark could...
Oh, I did see that, yeah. You know. He's like, I guess I could do it.
Yeah, and then everyone laughs.
I like Dane Whitman's face.
That was about it. I mean, I've already heard, Black Knight's not even wearing a helmet.
They actually have already said, a year ago, that they had to finish his costume in post-production like Iron Man's and Spider-Man's.
Oh, yeah.
He might not get it through the whole movie, but they're spinning Dane Whitman off in the Black Knight movie.
So I wonder why he's appearing in this.
I don't know. Probably through time.
Now, I know that this movie, Eternals, is going to have the grandest scope of any Marvel thing ever.
Yeah.
And in that it's going to take place over 8 to 10,000
years. All packaged
in
120 minutes.
Chronologically, this will be the first.
Yes.
Again. They have to go back and put it again before Agent Carter. You know, when you're on Disney Plus.
Before Cap, before Marvel.
This goes way back before that.
Yeah, they're in BC in the beginning.
I would love to see the BC of Avengers with the fucking...
Yes.
I want to see Ghost Rider with his flaming head atop a woolly mammoth.
That'd
be cool.
I like that.
God, I want to see the Ghost Rider of a million BC.
Did you read that Hulk one?
I didn't.
The first Hulk?
I did not.
Okay, I put it in your thing.
I know, I didn't.
You got a Last Ronin, too.
You know, I ask you to bring books, but it doesn't matter.
I brought your
fine.
Your meter instead. You got a Last Ronin too.
Oh, good.
Is it still popular? I've been worried about the.
It's still popular, but this is definitely the worst issue.
Spread out release date. Though.
It's because of the spread out.
That's what happened with Doomsday Clock. I mean, this is don't spread these things out like this.
Well, Last Ronin ends in November when it started last year.
Holy
and it's,
shit!
It's 6 issues. No, it's 5 issues. Excuse me. So it's like it's been going for a year by the time it ends.
There's only two more to go, and it's not going to end until November.
Crap. Well, maybe I'm wrong, because if there's six, it ends in November, but okay. It might be five. Either way, that's still pretty long.
That's kind of depressing.
That's September when it ends.
Come on.
And it started in October of last
IDW,
year.
Get your head out of your asses. Heads out of your asses. Wait, hold on. Heads out of your ass?
Heads out of ass?
Wait. It's multiple heads, one body. So all the heads are up one ass, right?
Get your heads out of that ass.
Or is it one head, multiple assholes?
I don't know. But Eternals teaser trailer, not that good. Having said that, I'm excited about the real trailer.
I got excited about seeing them. I mean, seeing their costumes.
I like
and seeing
that,
who they
like,
are.
Icarus's costume. It moves.
It's a little muted. I mean,
it is muted.
All the costumes are muted here.
Oh, it doesn't have the vibe of like Thor, where they embrace the big cape and all that shit.
Yeah, it's very. I thought
it's
they were
really presented
but,
as
you know,
a serious thing.
Here again, though, it is a serious thing. But here again, this is going to be the majority of humanity's introduction to these characters.
Yeah,
not us, but
well,
this is
and lots of comic book fans too. Really, seriously.
I said the majority of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but, even in comic circles, people don't talk about Eternals. I mean, they do if they're really deep, but you know what I'm
saying.
That's
what I mean. I said for the most part, that is what I meant. So, yeah, hopefully the characters themselves are not muted.
Only time will tell, right? I don't think Marvel's going to fuck it up.
I hope not.
I think they'll do just
I mean, this
fine.
Could, there's potential here for this to be their first fuck up.
Yeah, that's everything, though.
I'm not rooting for them to fail. Yeah,
I said that about Thor,
I don't think
too.
This will be their first fuck-up because Black Widow comes out before this.
Black Widow, I don't know about that one. I just don't know. Taskmaster's too...
I love Taskmaster. I think it looks great. I love seeing him fight like Black Panther. I think we talked about this a little bit. But holding the movie off, something major better happen.
It's not going to.
I agree.
I mean,
Hold out for that because that's not what's going to happen.
Well, I think they want you to know why Yelena Belova replaces her as Black Widow.
I mean, all they're doing is replacing all their big heroes.
They're showing you the next generation to get ready for new Avengers. So one of our listeners, Jonathan Grimm, he actually posted what do you call it, when they sent us like a news story on our Facebook page?
A link.
A link. Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
I can't fucking think. I don't know. I don't
comment.
Care. I hate. Yeah, I posted a thing. No, it was more than a comment, but it was a news story about We Got This Covered that is talking about should Disney Marvel buy DC Warner. Now, I just want to start by saying, We Got This Covered is the most bullshit site on the internet.
They really are.
When I see their name associated with any story, I go, bullshit. It's just clickbait nonsense. I hate everything We Got This Covered tries to do. It is a crap website. That's number one.
Tell us how you really feel.
They're full of shit. Yeah. They just try to like churn the pot and just fuel hatred.
They really do.
I don't know why.
They're a bad website.
That's all they do, though. And based in Canada, and they are completely full of shit.
Yes.
So, that's number one.
Number two, no. Moving on.
Yeah, I mean, number two, no. I don't think that Disney should ever, ever, ever purchase DC Warner. I think that is no competition. That is bullshit. You see what happened when WWE bought WCW? Yeah, crap.
Yeah.
What happens when things buy their competition? Crap.
They don't have to try anymore.
They do not try anymore. So, you know, I think that'd be the worst idea ever. What do you guys think?
Well, I think it's a bad idea. Here's why. Because they're just itching for the story where Uncle Ben is from Krypton.
They can tell that story. Yeah, even. That'd be fine.
No, honestly, if anyone following the show, they know that we've been talking about DC Warner Brothers financial woes for a while.
Yeah.
AT&T in this little thing, they said we have no interest in the entertainment side of AT&T.
Is this based on the We Got This Covered article?
No, this is on other things.
Okay.
I've been hearing about that little
thing. I mean, people have been talking about this forever.
So, We Got It Covered makes up their own thing. The truth is there is a conglomerate going on, and somebody's buying this, and somebody's buying that, and AT&T said they wanted out of the entertainment side of everything they've bought.
Really?
That's true. Having said that, Disney is a speculative name for who would be interested in it.
Nah.
No, there's never been any solid thing. And as it stands, I think today Amazon bought it. So I don't know.
Bought what?
AT&T.
Amazon bought MGM. That was like yesterday.
Okay, well, that's what I'm thinking of. But AT&T did say that they want out of the entertainment side of their businesses, which includes DC Comics. Yeah. But we've known for a long time that DC, the IP holders of DC properties, that they've been wanting to get rid of that by the way they've treated the company. And AT&T did say that they want to sell their intellectual property rights on the entertainment side. So it's only speculation that Disney would be one of the people to buy it, one of the companies to buy it. Do I think it should happen? No. And, you know, for us, it's very narrow-minded to go, oh, Disney's buying DC. Warner is a lot of shit.
Well, it's you know what? It's not that it's narrow-minded for us to talk about it this way. It's just that would be the thing that would directly affect this show.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean that it's narrow-minded in a negative way. I'm saying those companies aren't going, fuck, you know, can we make a Superman movie? They're going, fuck, if we buy Warner Brothers, we'll own this and that and this and that.
I think anyone would be happy to own Superman.
Anyone should be happy to own Warner Brothers, including AT&T. And fuck them for not... I mean, Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes, you're fucking kidding me.
Why is AT&T not happy with this launch of fucking whatever the fuck they're doing?
HBO Max?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm telling you, that's underperformed hardcore.
Well, I mean, I know it's underperformed. I mean, quote unquote. When you're in the business of milking the world of trillions, you're going to say that anything's underperforming.
They also said Harry Potter didn't make any money, so...
Yeah, they're full of shit. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I don't
but
know.
But I'm being honest. As far as content, okay, you know they don't have the content that makes people super excited, like Mandalorian or WandaVision or whatever.
I mean, only because...
That's the truth. It is the truth.
Only because they've made mistakes, and unlike the Mandalorian, they've never corrected any of them.
They won't develop anything past...
I totally agree.
Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
That's their big issue. AT&T bought that problem, and no one's been able to course correct
it. But here's the thing, though. They knowingly bought this problem.
They knowingly bought it, but they don't care. They don't have somebody. Like, what's newsworthy is Dave Filoni got promoted to executive of Lucasfilm.
Is that right?
That's fucking newsworthy.
No phony baloney.
Yeah.
I mean, he should. I mean, should. Fucking Bad Batch has been great. I don't know if you guys have been keeping
Bad
up
Batch
with it.
Bad Batch is awesome.
I haven't seen a single episode of it.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome, man, really. But seriously, so if Warner can get something like that for their IPs...
Chunk, you need to be watching it.
I was busy watching MODOK.
That's good, too.
If Warner can get something like that for their IPs, let's say Disney does buy it, they need to be separated from Marvel. That's how I feel.
I don't know what... Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, anyone would want to own Batman and Wonder Woman and Flash,
but you
Superman.
Know when you once you own them, like you said with WWE, you own it and it's done now.
But what's to keep it moving? Time Warner owned it; they didn't do shit with it.
That's another thing. Who cares if Disney owns it?
I think it's goofy that a phone company tried to buy all this shit anyway.
Well, they bought a bunch of shit and then they're like, now somebody's got to take this back.
Yeah,
well,
we don't know what to do with
you
this.
You can tell, and if you follow the show like most of our listeners, we've been talking about AT&T's takeover of Warner Brothers
absolutely
for 2 years.
I mean, that's
and
what,
it's
that's
been
what
pissed
the,
poor.
That's what the Dan Didio firing was. That's what all this shit was. That's what 5G that ended up being Future Generation was.
Yeah. So this is just another part of that. And we'll see where it gets to.
I mean, they started dismantling DC Comics 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
And AT&T does not want those IPs. I don't know why. I think there's more money in licensing Batman than there is selling him.
But, well, okay,
that's just my opinion.
What do you think about licensing Batman to Marvel?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either.
But having said that, Marvel's done Batman comics many times.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've hit or miss. Yeah, a little bit here and there, but they've never done Batman.
Might be the best thing that's ever happened.
I don't think it would be.
You know, to have Booster Gold or somebody come in to the
Iron
Avengers,
Man?
That'd be cool.
Have an Iron Man back on the Avengers. Yeah, that'd be great. But
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it should happen, but if it does, I hope it's handled well. Let's say that.
I just don't.
That's how I feel about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. I don't think they should ever be the same.
I think DC Comics is a major name in entertainment, and it should be recognized as such, and it's a shame that someone that owns it doesn't want it.
Fucking Dark Horse should buy it. They lost everything Marvel took back. Conan and Star Wars and all. That's who should buy
all of it.
It.
What do you think, Munch?
What if Image bought it?
Yeah.
Hey, you
I
know,
mean, that's fine, too.
Honestly, I'm glad you said that because McFarlane does have an in with DC's IPs because he's now doing the toys.
Right.
That guy's made a lot of good decisions, and he could probably pull it off.
I don't know if any one person could probably. I don't think any one
no,
person
but,
could.
No, but you know, Image
it.
Is a licensing house, anyways.
But if I mean, if, honestly, if you got Liefeld together with McFarlane and Kirkman, and you know, even maybe Jim Lee, since Jim Lee went to the DC stuff,
Larson.
Like,
I mean,
yeah, Eric Larson. Bring in like all these dudes and go, okay, all you dudes as Image Comics, put your money where your mouth is and buy DC.
Damn, that'd be insane.
I think it would be epic, honestly, and it would probably save DC. You've got right now Jim Lee and McFarlane working on two different sides of DC. Something could be brewing there that we don't know about.
Very well could
and,
be.
And
I
boy,
mean,
that would be epic.
Images.
I wish you were in charge, Munch.
Can you imagine all that stuff at Image, though? It kind of... I don't know what that would be like.
It might be good.
Because you know how Image is, though. Image is not a cohesive thing. Sure. It's like 8 or 10 different labels all put together.
They're trying to change that, though.
Okay, but they haven't yet.
But why can't you just make DC one of them?
Yeah, DC could be Skybound Studios, the next thing.
I mean, it could just go back to being DC.
Yeah. You know, and this That'd isn't the first time that these things have been up for sale.
Oh, no,
Warner Brothers didn't own it back in the day.
Warner Brothers has owned it since 1971.
That's, you know, but that's not that huge of a part of their history. They
Maybe it's 1961.
They're around in the 30s.
Well, yeah, but I think they were the first thing that ever bought it that kept it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Warner Brothers.
They've kept it that long. Yeah.
And they've done pretty good with it until the last 10 years.
Let's see. When
You know, do you remember like Warner Brothers stores and stuff where they had exclusive Batman stuff?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I guess that's what Disney does now with Marvel stuff.
Well, I mean, there was a, I don't remember if there was a Warner store in the mall, but do you remember there used to be a DC store, a Disney store?
I don't remember that.
There used to be a Disney store in our mall.
Wouldn't that have been cool if there was superhero shit then? Had to go to Legends. But you know what it seems like, as far as the stuff that we talk about, that Warner or AT&T or whoever has the IPs for DC, they're reaching for what Disney did with Marvel, or they think Disney did with Marvel, where Marvel actually did that for themselves and then Disney bought them. But the biggest thing that they miss is Will Smith can't fix that, and Ben Affleck can't fix that.
No.
The creators have to fix
that.
Yeah,
the actual creators.
And then they have to believe in the product.
Well, I mean, they've gotten rid of people like Geoff Johns.
They have to believe in it. And the people that worked on Guardians believed in it.
Instead of letting a suit decide what that needs to look like, you need to bring in like Geoff Johns.
Yeah.
And
well,
like
he was there, but
Greg
they got
Capullo.
they have absolutely got rid of him.
Well, like Greg Capullo and Brian Azzarello, and
that's the big
bring these dudes in to go, okay, this movie needs to be made with those guys telling me what to do.
I agree. Yeah.
That is so no matter who or what tries to do this, they're not going to get that level of success.
Are we just talking about their movies? Because I thought we were talking about publishing and everything here.
Well, I mean, their publishing would be a part of
it. Yeah, okay, I thought so.
And right now, in the store, people love what DC's doing.
And they've owned it since 69.
69, wow, that's a long time.
It's a good year.
It's been a long time.
He said 69.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I don't have the answers. Is it exciting? Only if DC does not cease to exist.
Would not be a good idea if Disney bought it.
I don't think
but
so.
But if somebody did and somebody knew what they were doing and somebody could make it work, it would be awesome.
I mean, there's
that's what
there's
I want to say.
Absolutely potential here.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the best thing to do is sell it to the competitor that's doing well.
I don't either.
That's not ever the way you handle it.
I really think it's fun to have the rivalry.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun.
And it keeps everything good.
Yeah. And I've liked, and it is true, like in the past 2 or 3 years, some Marvel will announce something and DC will fucking drop something that same day, go out of their way to do it. Seriously, this is a real thing. And then vice versa. Mm-hmm. DC will announce something, Warner does, and Marvel's like, oh, there comes our whole slate today. They do this shit to each other, and I like that. And they're all buddies anyway, so I like that.
I mean, they generate interest
in their
shit.
Brands.
Yeah,
that's
what
they do. And they know that the rivalry is one of the biggest parts of it. So keep it going.
And that's what I'm saying. Disney buying it's a mistake.
If they buy it, I'll be excited to see what happens.
So, honestly, I think even if Disney bought it, it would be one of those things where they would keep the rivalry going, even though people knew it was still all under.
I was
going
to say that,
but
too.
I still think it'd be harder.
It would be harder.
You know,
it wouldn't work, though.
It would have to be a manufactured rivalry.
But the first time, okay, Here's what would happen. The very first time that they made a successful movie about, let's say, Booster Gold, someone would be going, this is because Disney based Iron Man. I mean, this is what happens. You guys know this is true, right?
Of course.
So that's what would happen if that company bought that company.
Of course.
I want to say while we're talking about this that I'm surprised that they haven't crossed over Marvel and Star Wars yet. They keep them like,
Nova flies through a panel in the back.
I mean, they just don't need to.
So, with that said, it is possible to keep them away from each other.
But Marvel doesn't compete with Star Wars either.
They have before.
But it doesn't. It's not that kind of...
I agree with that, but it is an interesting look at it, because you go, wow, they own Star Wars and Marvel.
But no one goes, oh man, those superheroes in Star Wars are, you know... No one says that.
I totally agree, but you would think there would be an edict from someone... Especially the suits that are like, hey, bring us some more money. Put Darth Vader against Thanos or something for a 4-part miniseries, and they don't even do that. So it's possible.
I think somebody's smart enough to go, yeah, it's not a good idea.
Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Let's wait till we're broke to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right. maybe it could work. I don't think it's a good idea. You can drive a car with your feet on the wheels, but you probably shouldn't. They probably shouldn't buy DC.
That's it.
Or Warner, excuse me. I don't know what else Warner owns. I mean, it's a lot of shit, right? It's not just DC Entertainment.
Of course, you were right that Harry Potter is a Warner
Harry Potter,
Brothers.
Absolutely. And that's a huge thing that is evergreen. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I can think of.
No, dude, a whole bunch of shit's Warner.
You know, Space Jam.
Technically, if I'm not mistaken, I think HBO is all involved
in all of it.
It is.
Every bit of that.
So all that shit is that way.
I mean, fuck Mortal Kombat, Godzilla and Kong, like all that stuff was Warner.
Yeah.
No, you're right. The Kong movies were when they put them together with Legendary to do Godzilla. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's a lot of IPs, man.
Actually, you know, the guy that created
it's a bunch.
The guy that created Kong got hardcore ripped off by Warner Brothers.
No shit.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. That goes way back, though, to the 30s.
All I'm trying to think of is like properties that have a movie coming out sometime.
But think of this.
Oh, yeah.
I
know there's big ones.
And like, there's like money Matrix in this stuff, too. Like
there's Matrix and the Dune.
Matrix.
I mean,
Dune,
there's money in all that
wait,
stuff.
Wait, do they have Dune?
Yeah, that's coming out on HBO Max.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're right. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
But there's so much stuff that they could stream, because streaming's like where it's at, right? Yeah, so they want their
They already have. So that would be they would be buying AT&T.
It'd be just basically Disney Plus would be HBO Go, and which I mean you would have so much. Basically, it's just a reach for the brass ring even more.
You guys want to just pull our money together and see if we can buy it?
Yeah,
I'd love to.
I mean, 30-40 bucks would buy Batman, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Batman.
I'd love to Munch's point. I'd love to see what. Some independent writers would do with Batman.
That's what Elseworlds stories are, and some of them are excellent.
Yeah.
But, you know, that thing is, I think you would go broke just licensing Batman, not to mention Superman and Wonder Woman. I think that Batman, the license for that character would be so astronomical, you're not getting anything other than Batman.
I think they'd probably divide it out like Marvel does. You know, hey, man, you want to make some Spider-Man keychains? Gonna cost
okay
you.
That might be you know, but
well that's how it works.
But what do you think Batman's film rights would cost?
Well, I would say
it'd be astronomical.
But you're talking about Amazon or Disney or some of these companies. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm saying yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you talking about if Image,
there's no way to yeah
you, if Image Partners?
I'm telling you what, Todd McFarlane ain't putting together $8 billion.
No,
I don't know.
That's not happening.
And now he could probably crowdfund a bunch.
He might,
and he crowdfunds all the time.
$8 billion.
Not $8 billion, but you're talking.
You're talking about more than the gross domestic product of most nations.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking
it's
about.
It's actually sickening.
Oh, it's
the
just
amount of
it's
money.
Actually disgusting. I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Maybe France could just buy it then.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, what do you? I mean,
you know what I want to do is when I travel to a certain country, it is just Disney. The whole fucking continent is Disney.
You didn't know that Disney just bought Australia?
Yeah, exactly. You can now go to Asgard.
That's, That's okay. Basically what I was saying. Is
that's
like,
where they're going to get
this. Is why Disney does not need to buy this.
I agree.
I don't think Disney needs anything else.
But I don't think they're even going. I don't think they're even looking at it.
Nah.
The reason
we got
that
this
was,
covered, put this out.
The reason it was floated is because they knew this reaction would happen. So it's clickbait. And the other reason it's floated is because potentially Disney could buy whatever the fuck they want. They could buy Hot Topic. They could buy, I mean, nobody's talking about that though.
I mean, Disney could buy Canada.
Disney could buy Canada.
The only reason anyone talks about this is because people want to see good DC movies. That's the only reason anyone said anything about this.
Okay, anybody wants to see good DC movies, just go watch Shazam.
No shit. But that's the only reason why that's the only reason why this even gets talked about.
And I agree, because I mean, it's the only way you're ever going to get good DC movies.
I mean, DC publishing's fine.
For now, that's what we got to go with. So. Yep.
So, Jonathan, I hope that answers your question, buddy.
And fuck you.
our reaction is negative. No, Disney Marvel should never, ever own Warner DC.
But if they did, it'd be a bitching crossover.
It would be pretty damn cool to see Superman catch Mjolnir on the big screen. But you can get that fix in comics with JLA Avengers by Busiek and Perez. Badass book. I highly recommend it. And that's it for this episode of the Blitzkrieg Pop. Tune in next time for the Marvel Chronicles as we'll be tackling Journey into Mystery number 83, the first appearance of the mighty Thor. And I'm sure Alex and I will argue about something. Thanks for listening. Follow us at facebook.com/infinitepaducah. And as always, keep it geek.